Welcome to the podcast with your hosts, Jacob, Nathan, Blake and Luke. We are proud partners with Fans Unite. Visit fansunite.com.au for all your sporting news.
Hello everyone and welcome to another edition of Bulldogs Online. I am your host Jacob, along with my other two hosts, Nathan and Blake. G'day guys, how you doing?
Hi mate.
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah, not too bad. Apologies to all those that are listening. I'm currently sick at the moment, so hopefully my voice is not as annoying. Obviously, on the weekend, we had a fantastic win against Lions, 72 points. It's the biggest margin we've had in a very long time, and it's just kind of great that the versatility of the entire squad really pulled through, and Brisbane, even though they're in a down year, they've managed to pop up every now and then and have good wins against us. And Nathan, what was your review of that game?
Look, I think it was really important for us to take some percentage away, and obviously a 74-point win, 72 points rather, nearly doubling their score and getting some confidence into the likes of Boyd and Wallace, McLean, who had a really good game. That was important, but it is worth noting that Brisbane's squad has almost been halved by injury by this point, and they played really poor footy. To their credit, they got within 9 points, but our third quarter and last quarter were awesome in that sense. So Stringer finished up with 5, including a few out of his backside that had the crowd up on their feet. Tom Boyd with 4, which earned him a Rising Star nomination. And other than that, it was a really even spread with so many guys contributing, so it's really pleasing in that sense. Jack McRae also found a lot of the ball inside and outside. Robert Murphy off the halfback flank. Matthew Boyd too, so in front of 21,000 that Eddie had, it's a good confidence-boosting performance and a good start to a month where we probably need to win every game.
Yeah, exactly, because you look at our fixture, we've got St Kilda this weekend, which it's a revenge game for our point of view. Then we got Carlton at home, and then we got Gold Coast in Cairns, I think it is, which, you know, we actually play quite well. And then we come back to Geelong down there. So in a sense, we need to win 3 out of these 4 games to kind of really promote ourselves as the top 8 team. And I think one of the biggest highlights of the weekend was Jared Grant really emerging as that wing role player. Obviously, he had 22 touches, which is his highest for the year, but just his defensive effort and running effort was really, really great to watch for a player that him himself has said that he lacks that discipline to really focus in. And it's just kind of great that Bevo is just kind of taking over and just unlocked the potential of all these players. And Blake, what was your preview coming up on this weekend against St Kilda? Obviously, there's a bit of a tension between us after the last time we played. How do you see that developing?
It's going to be a very tense game for the majority of it. There's going to be a lot of angst from the last time that we played them, having come been 55 points up at halftime before an all-in melee just after Clay Smith had injured his knee, and we inevitably blew the lead, and we ended up losing by, I think it was 7 points or something along the lines of that.
Correct.
It's going to be a very very hostile game. They do not like one another, either of them. We'll go through the changes for this week. Only the one change. Dale Morris returns after a fairly lengthy layoff, having not played since round 3 against Hawthorn. He had a pectoral injury. For the omitted, Nathan Rovat. Yeah, so I think we'll start off with key matchups. What do you guys think will be the keys to this game?
I think, personally, it will come down to how we're going to handle Revolt and
Bruce.
Bruce, yeah. Oh, Membry's all right. He's a kind of a pop-up there, told. But kind of now that we don't have Talia on the side to go against Bruce, it'd be interesting to see if Ruffy plays down back a bit this weekend, or if we're just going to rely on Fletcher and Hamlin to really take those two and just hope that we can have a third tall and really negate their running patterns and not get into a one-on-one contest. And, you know, Dale Morris returns, so he'll likely play up against Nick Revolt for a small period of time, but you know, it's just great that the club's back, and he played quite well in the VFL last week, and he played in a gating forward role as well against Richmond's Luce, and that ultimately won us the game. But that's one of my key matchups for this weekend, Nate.
Well, I think that the one you mentioned is really important, taking Revolt, because last time he was so crucial to them getting back into it in the second half. He was dragging our defenders up the wing. Having Morris back gives us a lot of versatility there. I mean, Roberts has actually been named up forward. So you might find that, you know, Hamling or Morris could tail Revolt up to the wing, or even they might hang back in defence and Grant might man up on him when he's up there. And there's just so many options for us in that sense of who can take their guys. And I think that's where the game could be won for us this week, despite their experience, because they've brought in a truckload of it. They're one of the more experienced sides in the comp this weekend, which is surprising for a team that's supposedly young and rebuilding. So, yeah, the game will be won and lost with how we manage guys like Revolt, I think.
And I think also we'll come down to the ruck battle. Obviously, Will Minson had a bit of a downward game last week against Stephen Martin, and obviously Billy Longer is a very athletic ruckman. It'd be interesting to see if Ruffy will play more ruck and kind of trail Longer around, or will we just stick to Will Minson to kind of grit and grind his way to victory. But obviously, it's just going to be very interesting about how that's going to play out. But, you know, it's going to be a midfield battle. First, when you first get hands on the ball, just bombing along, you know, Stringer, Boyd and Dixon really pop up and take those contested marks. And, you know, one thing great about Tom Boyd, he's got 16 contested marks this year, which makes him, I think, 8th in the league, tied with Danaher, and I think it's Roughhead as well. So for a player that's played 19 years old, it's kind of great that he's really making his mark in competition.
Yeah, that's true, and he's been good in, you know, providing a chop out in the ruck too, which is, it's been a real bone of contention among Dogs fans this year. We've had Minson through there earlier in the year and more recently. He's had struggles adapting to the more defensively minded but attacking game plan. Ace Cordy, who fought and battled but couldn't assert himself as the number one ruck. And more recently, Jordan Roughhead, which I think this is what we've got to stick with, Roughhead and Minson, because there's that element of uncertainty for the opposition. I think Mumford was expecting Minson all week, and then Roughhead walked up to him at the first centre bounce and gave him a bath. So that's a real strength for us, particularly taking on Longer, who's green, but flogged Cordy in the ruck last time. So, yeah, I think that's going to be a boost for us this time.
What about you, Blake? What are your matchups this weekend?
I think whoever plays on David Armitage, he gave us an absolute bath in the second half of the game that we played last time against them. I don't know whether we tag, we haven't done so during the year, or we have someone just run with him the whole game. Someone like Mitch Wallace, who can curtail his influence on the game.
Armitage.
Would be someone I'd be looking at. David Armitage.
Mm. Well, we can't let him get 45 touches again. And you saw, we were off our feet, but it was just Longer to Armitage, and they found him on the outside, and he just took him forward every time, giving away 50 metres, stoppage after stoppage. It just can't happen again, so...
Yeah,
exactly right.
I might see, like, Pick and go on to him, kind of run with him a bit, I reckon.
Mm. And that's the benefit for us. Like, Pickin and Wallace have both had defensive roles and can run both ways, so hopefully that's what we're looking at. It's unfortunate that we'll be missing Clay this time, because he was actually quite solid in the first half. The story of the day was that he did his knee, but Clay's a really important player in that regard, so we should be set for stopping that. And look, Beveridge has been quite responsive to what's going on out on the field, so he'll be prepared for that St Kilda midfield, which is quite experienced.
I think the one thing I'm really enjoying is we're still playing the young kids. Like, they have actually earned their spot. Like, Hamlin's come in, and everyone thought Hamlin might be in for one or two games, but he's really cemented himself in as a defensive back six. Webb's class in the back line. Dale is the leading forward that's, you know, really, really adapting as a sub role, and McLean looks like a bloke, a class above sometimes. You know, his moves of getting free kicks might be very questionable for a lot of opposition fans in the future, but it's kind of great to see him, you know, really, really crack down and try to give the team the best opportunities to get those free kicks and easy inside 50s.
Yeah, he's got a lot of cheek, Toby.
Yeah.
But I think it's good. It's contentious call, but I think he's a talent level with the likes of Stringer and McRae. He's got so much vision and so much poise. He darts around players, he takes on guys twice his size, and his disposal's just sublime. So he's Robbie Gray Mark II for me, but he's going to get there quicker.
Mm-hmm.
He certainly knows how to draw a free kick. Just the flick of the arm. or the flick of the wrist.
I got that. Flick of the neck.
Yeah.
Flick of the neck, yeah.
I always have him pictured as kind of like a Jamie Elliott / Robbie Gray type player. Like the jelly, because, you know, he can take a mark. We've all seen him take mark of the year in the TFC Cup. And I reckon eventually he's going to take mark of the year, in which then Stringer will get pissed off at him and then take another mark of the year right next to him and then kind of have that little battle going on for the rest of their careers.
And if Lockie Hunter comes good, you never know. He might be in the contest too.
Mark of Millennium.
Because Lockie can get air.
Yeah, true.
And what's scary even is Toby McLean actually hasn't showed off his aerial prowess just yet. He was prolific in high marks and stuff in the TAC Cup last year, but he's basically just been on the ground most of the time. He hasn't tried to take any spectacular marks or anything like that just yet.
So
he gets confidence, and he's going to be flying all over the place. He could very well be Jamie Elliott Mark II.
I must admit, what I really like about how he's not taking Mark of the Year every single contest is that he knows when to and when not to. He knows that when he just needs to stand his ground, puts his body up and takes the mark. He knows when to interject a crowd and just, you know, take those contested marks. I think he's just so smart that the club's told him, we don't need you to take Mark of the Year every single year. We just need you to play your role, take the marks, and then eventually, if you see a bloke by himself and you know you can take Mark of the Year, just do it. You know, get the crowd going.
It's not something you can teach, is it?
Yeah, exactly. What's everyone's predictions for this weekend? I forgot to do that. No.
Dogs by 50.
Dogs by 50?
Ray Walton Hospital. Jake Stringer with the flying elbow.
Let's be careful. Because the last time we played it was only our player that ended up in hospital, sadly. Yep. So.
We'll get smashed for Jacob's birthday. Yes.
Yeah, for those that don't know, today is the 25th of the 6th, which means today is my birthday. So happy 23rd to me. I received a lovely, awkward video from Jake Stringer and Luke Dalhouse. It's quite helpful. in which we are then celebrating at Nick Revolt's pub afterwards. So I'm going to get drunk on his own grog, so that's going to be great.
Then vomit all over his deck.
But I have Western Bulldogs up by 35 points. I reckon what's going to happen to be like the Lions game, where it's going to be tight and contested up this halftime, and then we're really going to steamroll out. And then it probably end up like the Adelaide game, where they might kick 4 goals in the back 5, but at that point, you know, the damage has already been done. Nathan?
Sounds good to me.
Look, I think it'll be a 50-odd point victory, as you guys have said. Look, they're an experienced side, but they're a poor side. Like, they're not rebuilding St Kilda. They're lying to themselves because they've got a lot of experience in, but our youth's better than their experience. So I think we're going to win by 50-odd points. We won't make the same mistakes we did last time. Mm. We, you know, touch wood, we'll have a fit side on the park for the whole game. We won't be a man down. So, yeah, big win to us, and Stringer's going to kick between 8 and 10.
I like it.
I like that a lot.
And with that, we'll move on to the VFL. Last weekend, the Footscray Bulldogs had a 2-point victory against Richmond VFL that cemented them into the top 8, placing them 6th place. The main goal kickers were Ace Cordy kicking 6 goals, and the main disposals was Biggs with 32 and Hunter with 28. That game was on Channel 7, so I was managed to be able to watch the game twice, you know, to kind of make my Sunday a little bit better. It's just kind of great that we're really starting to gel as a VFL team. There were quite a lot of players that were brought in this year seem a bit out of place, or some players that didn't know how to do their role, like Shane Biggs to begin with, how we didn't really took the game on. But now that he's kind of got this extra confidence in him to really take the game, and it really showed with 32 touches on the weekend. And with this weekend coming up, you know, it's the St Kilda round. Footscray Bulldogs are versus Sandringham at the Trevor Barker Beach Oval at 2 p.m. Sunday. Western Bulldogs got Saturday by mistake. The main person I'll be looking forward to is Nick Coughlin, the 23rd man from Murray Bush Rangers.
Your boy.
Yeah, my boy. He reminds me a lot of Sid Fletcher Roberts, kind of how he's a swingman of a forward and defender, and he's actually quite a lockdown defender. And, you know, being 19 years old, it's really great for him to come in and cement himself into a VFL side that has tons of experience. And getting into an AFL side is actually quite difficult for a TAC Cup player. So I wish him all the best.
Okay, so I got some fantastic news on Monday night that Tom Boyd was nominated for the Rising Star for his four-goal game against Brisbane. So after coming to the club, he's come under a lot of heat for the enormous contract he signed, and obviously he's had a couple of poor games with being subbed out, but there's no denying the impact he's made structurally and the benefit guys like Dixon and Stringer have got. So as Luke Beveridge has said, his work ethic and appetite to learn has been first class, and the club's really pleased for him. So he's actually the seventh nominee at the Dogs, the most in the competition, since the start of 2013, along with guys like Talia, McRae, Stringer, Honeychurch, Rovat, among others. So it's really pleasing for the club, and it's really pleasing for Tom to get some recognition for his effort.
As I said, he looks more comfortable now up forward, because there's quite a lot of talk about the chemistry between himself, Dixon and Stringer. You can really tell they're starting to work together and know each other's running patterns, because Stringer likes to kind of play out more to the wing, while Dixon likes to move up more into the midfield, and Tom Boyd just goes, you know what, I'm just going to camp here 10 metres out. No one can push me. Bring it on.
If you get him one out,
yeah,
he's either going to win it or
Bring it to ground. Yeah, I don't think he's actually lost a one-on-one contest yet.
No, and that's one thing you just couldn't rely on guys like Liam Jones for. So,
yeah,
he's either winning it or breaking even, and it's been awesome for
him. Well, he's getting free kicks, which happened against the Lions, because that's the one thing great about having a big bloke, that defenders will get scared to the point where they will have to hold on to him, they have to chop his arms because they don't want him getting a run, which then the umpires will start taking notice, as they notice against the Lions. And all of a sudden, it's 4 or 5 free kicks inside 50, and it's the game's over by then.
Yeah.
On Liam Jones, he's the Northern Blues problem now.
One of many problems at Princess Park.
Yeah. We've also got some news that, in the last couple of days, that Bob Murphy is drawing level with Tony Liberatore on 283 games and is now equal 7th on the most games played at the Western Bulldogs. The pair sit behind Brad Johnson, Chris Grant, Doug Hawkins, Scott West, Ted Whitten, and Rowan Smith.
Some classy names up there. Very classy.
Definitely.
Obviously, with Robert Murphy playing on next year, he'll crack 300, which means that the Western Bulldogs will have the most 300-plus gamers in the league, which says a fair bit about our long life in football. And hopefully Robert Murphy can be a premiership player. And from the look of things, he looked like he could play for another 2-3 years. But, you know, the captain...
You can only hope.
Yeah, it's the captain's call. And we also like to congratulate... Well, most talk about next week as well, but Matty Boyd will play his 250th game next week. It's a great story for Matty, playing his back line this year, but we'll go more in depth of that next week. And also, congratulations for Robert Murphy for breaking the 80 had most games last week against the Lions. He beat Nick Revolt by one game. I think he's on like 151 games played there or something. Not sure what the stat is. But
yeah, we can research that one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just me on the spot there. Congratulate him, and yeah, it's just great. So, yeah. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go eat some birthday cake and watch the footy. So I'll see you all next time, and thank you for the two hosts, Blake and Nathan, for attending. Thanks, guys.
Cheers, mate.
Yep, thanks for having me.